of Finance. David Jones releases its half-yearly results today, and a possible merger with Myer is firmly back on the table. The retailer has reappointed consulting firm Port Jackson Partners to assess the advantages of becoming a combined company worth more than $3 billion.
It's also announced the immediate departure of director Lee Clapham, who was caught up in allegations of questionable share trading but wasn't pursued by the corporate regulator.
The federal government wants to make it much harder for shareholders to force extraordinary general meetings as part of its war on red tape.
Now, the Shareholders Association actually supports the move, but it does so on one condition.
Well, we agree that if, 100 Telstra shareholders call an EGM, they've got one and a half million shareholders, that'll cost, a couple of million dollars to print and to have the meeting. But we're saying that the quid pro quo here is you've got to make it easier to put on resolutions at an AGM.
Now to the markets, and the Dow closed 1% ahead. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 closed higher as well. In London, the FTSE closed 1% up. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $100 a barrel. Tapis crude is trading at $112 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,315 an ounce. The Australian dollar's buying 91 US cents, 65 euro cents and 55 pence sterling.